Around 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, Tom Spaulding was working with 20 students as part of the National Chimney Sweep Training School in Plainfield when he heard the tornado warning. The group went outside, and Spaulding says the scene was unlike anything he's ever witnessed.
All of a sudden, right directly west of us, moving northwest, was this weirdly gray-purple blob in the sky. It formed kind of a V-shape, and it sort of descended under the ground, and we all were, is that a tornado? We don't see very many of those in the daytime here in Indiana, so we quickly got a lot of the students into shelter.
Once it appeared the storm had passed the Chimney Safety Institute of America, Spaulding went out and took another look at the sky.
I was amazed at how ugly it looked. I was amazed at how it just kind of bobbed and moved, and it was over an area that I know is populated, so I was kind of concerned about where it was going to land if it did indeed touch.
No damage was done to the Institute's facility, but those like Jenny Harris, who lives in Plainsfield's Cameron Meadows neighborhood, weren't so fortunate.
I was actually on my way here, and I thought I saw birds spinning in the air, and then realized when my car got hit with insulation that it was not birds, it was debris. So I flipped around and then just started driving east as far and fast as I could.
When Harris was able to get to her home, she saw some of its siding had been ripped off and the tree in her front yard was snapped in half. Harris says she's just relieved the damage wasn't worse.
I am glad that it seems like everybody's okay. Like, it doesn't sound like anybody's been injured. So, I mean, I'm glad for that. At least everything else, can be taken care of.
Across the street, surrounded by debris and dilapidated branches, 17-year-old high school student Andre Mallett stands in his garage and assesses the damage to his home.
Chaos, but not major chaos, because a lot of people got hit worse than we did. So you shouldn't be grateful for damage that happens to you, but people are in worse conditions, so this isn't that bad compared to other people.
Mallett was home with his younger sisters and grandparents when the storm developed. He received a text alert on his phone warning of the severity and immediately helped his family get to the basement.
I didn't really feel anything. I was just calm because we trained for this in school all the time, so I just stepped up and got all of them to bring them down, so make sure everybody was okay, so nothing bad would happen.
Were they scared?
Yes, they were scared, so I just had to calm them all down and get them downstairs.
Next door to Mallett, John Riggs stands in his driveway, looking at a damaged roof, mailbox windows, and siding. He was at work when the storm hit, but raced home to make sure his two dogs were okay.
They were freaking out, so I'm sure because they're already traumatized from storms, so by the time we got in, they were basket cases.
But Riggs says he isn't too concerned with the damage, considering what could have been.
This all can be replaced. A human life can't be replaced if somebody got hurt, God forbid. All this stuff can be replaced. So yeah, I feel extremely lucky. These people are really strong. This isn't gonna hurt nobody.
He says while the storm may cause a few inconveniences over the next several days, he expects the neighborhood he's grown to love over the past 4 years to be back to business as usual soon. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.